Writing in the cover story of the Sunday New York Times Magazine, journalist Ron Suskind explores faith, certainty, and the presidency of George W. Bush. That's the title of the cover story. In several thousand words, the reporter quotes many figures from Washington on fundamental questions about President Bush and how he carries out his job. The article concludes that faith is more important to the president than facts, and indeed that facts and questions about them may be seen as obstacles. Ron Suskind, welcome to Day to Day.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
There have been headlines about your story because the president is quoted in there saying he would like to privatize Social Security.
Right.
I would like to talk to you, though, about some more fundamental things in the article.
Yeah, can we clarify that privatization stuff, though, because it's being knocked around as a political football?
It'll just
take a second. George Bush has long been determined to enact a partial privatization of Social Security using a system of voluntary private accounts. I have no evidence that he has changed that position. What he said to the Republican donors at a luncheon I describe, a mid-September lunch in the New York Times Magazine, is that he wants to move forward with a plan to reform Social Security immediately after he is sworn in for a second term. And that, I suppose, is real news. But that is the news specifically. I just want to make that clear to people.
The first person you quote at length in your piece is a conservative columnist and former political appointee for both Ronald Reagan and the first President Bush.
That's right.
Bruce Bartlett. Mm-hmm. He says there's going to be a civil war in the Republican Party on November 3rd if Mr. Bush wins. What's he talking about?
I think he's talking about the battle between the so-called reality-based community and the faith-based community. You know, Bartlett is very much a member of the RBC, the reality-based community. He's a wonk. He believes in the power of discernible reality and the solutions that emerge from it. But in large measure, if George Bush is to win a second term, he'll be carried on the energies of faith-based evangelicals, who, in, at least in significant measure, based on my conversations with them and others as well, believe that George Bush is carrying forward a wider divine plan. They believe he essentially has been selected by God to lead the country at a time of peril. They have a sweeping notion of what the U.S. must now do, especially around the globe, but as well in terms of George Bush's ability and his use of power to change America. And if George Bush gets a mandate from them, as Bruce Bartlett says, there will be a civil war in the Republican Party between the pragmatists and the fundamentalists.
It's a White House aide, you quote, who uses this term reality-based thinking and uses it disdainfully.
Yeah. The traditional lights of critical analysis that has guided most administrations are simply not relied on in this one in the same way that we've come to know. This White House has not gone through the so-called policy process on a wide array of issues. They don't run the traps. They don't produce the big sweeping white papers. They don't draw in competing voices just to figure out what is known and knowable and let that guide them. They tend to be much more ideological, much more born on the wings of sweeping ideas, in many cases, ideas that collide with discernible reality. So this battle between the reality-based community and the faith-based community, it didn't overwhelm me with surprise when the aide said it to me, but over the last 2 years since then, I've become to understand how central that is to what's occurred.
The question goes beyond the community, the faith-based community, though, and the White House aides. You quote people who spent time close to Bush saying that this instinct he's always talking about, this sort of weird messianic idea of what he thinks God has told him to do. This is something Mr. Bush believes, according to you.
Yeah. George Bush has danced around this issue in public time and again. He often says things that bear the stamp of a kind of messianic view. He's talked about the war on terror certainly as a crusade. And periodically there will be comments that the president may or may not have made that the White House denies and, you know, ultimately about being God's instrument. What's interesting now is for people to try to use the writ of informed consent. It's kind of a holy writ, a secular idea here in America, to assess this president's conversation with God, because it seems increasingly to be guiding his decisions. That's what we're in now. We're in this moment, this season of consent, where people are trying to get that into focus. And this story is really an attempt to help with that.
Ron Suskind was senior national affairs reporter for The Wall Street Journal. He's the author of The Price of Loyalty, George W. Bush, the White House, and the Education of Paul O'Neill, the former Treasury Secretary. He is not regarded as a friendly reporter by the White House. Ron Suskind says he's neither for the president nor against him. He's just reporting.